Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And it's interesting, before we went to the break, you asked the listeners if they wanted to be free from the comparison trap. And I was thinking about that, kind of going down the road of, I think the answer is we can never be free from it. We can certainly get a foothold onto it and into it, because the answer is Him. You know, Paul said, I know the secret of being content, whether in plenty or in want, because he had both of them. And in either one of those, he had the same thing, you know, that his reliance on Christ, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And it's like, come to me with this stuff that you can't conquer, and I'm going to give you what you said before, Susie, and that is intimacy. And it's so beautiful that even in this thing that looks like it could be shackles in a prison, he offers freedom in the midst. And if we can find freedom in him, then we can sit on the sideline of these events where your kid did get to be the quarterback, and he's the lead in the play, and he's the student body president. And I mean, it's like, and genuinely celebrate that there is a kid like that that's accomplished, and be excited for what he can do or she can do in life, like what the Lord has prepared for them. But boy, you've got to know who you are in Christ to be able to meet it that way, and then come alongside those people and encourage them too.
I think you just hit it on the head. If we don't know who we are, we can't celebrate other people's breakthrough, because then our identity is so attached to our accomplishments or our kids' accomplishments. If we really, really know that God is good, and if we have enough history with Him to know that He's going to be good again, and that my story that He's writing is my best case scenario. Yeah. I mean, when you see it, it's all said and done. We're going to want our stories the most, because God in His wisdom is writing those stories, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't just come upon that perspective by accident. It's something to cultivate in your just hidden private life with the Lord, and how you work out your angst. And I agree, we can't escape the comparison culture, but don't you think we can get quicker to identify when we catch ourselves? Yeah.
Yeah, and isn't that exciting? Because he's the tool that does that, and even that in and of itself makes you turn to praise Him. Because it's like, wow, that only bothered me for 10 seconds. It's sort of like the moon I was telling you about. That was a 2-second blip. And then I seriously sat there looking at that moon going, I cannot believe it is as bright in Italy as it is in Dallas. And that too is a testimony to you, Lord. You are everywhere. And there I sat going, oh, that's just so awesome.
Amazing.
Instead of wishing I was there.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, my sense, and I'd love for you to just speak to this, is that women maybe tend to focus on our outward beauty and how well our family presents, where men maybe, is it job title and financial stability, or what have you found?
Do you know what's interesting, believe it or not, that men struggle with outward appearance more than women do?
Wow.
According to the latest studies. I know, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Which makes a lot of sense, especially with the great movement towards the exercise and health fitness craze. Those are slippery waters in there. Are you going to the gym to be healthy? Are you going to the gym to look a certain way?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.